I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Venezuela's government is facing some of its biggest protests in years. The unrest began earlier this month because of anger over food shortages, rising prices, and high crime. President Nicolas Maduro has responded by cracking down on the protests. The resulting violence has left at least 13 people dead, all of which has Venezuelans at home and abroad worried and turning to new ways to communicate. The World's Monica Campbell explains.
Right now, in Venezuela, this is how some people are staying connected. A man says he's heard about a woman who's been injured at a protest. Is it true, he asks? Yes, there's a woman on the ground, another man says. They say there's been a shooting. This walkie-talkie conversation is happening over a smartphone app called Zello, made in Austin, Texas. It was big during Ukraine's unrest. Now it's popular in Venezuela. Unlike Facebook or Twitter, Zello lets people talk without revealing their location or identity, important for protesters. But this free flow of information is hitting obstacles. Last week, there were unexplained internet shutdowns in Venezuela, and the state-owned internet provider has tried blocking Zello. President Nicolas Maduro says he's not behind any of this, but he does say that it's the government's job to protect Venezuelans from, quote, war propaganda, coup mongers, and people provoking, quote, public anxiety. A new law makes it easier to jail people for crossing these blurry lines. But it's not just people in Venezuela trying to test new and perhaps safer lines of communication. Venezuelans abroad are doing that too.
Okay, my name is Sandra Jaimes, and I work in San Jose, California. I'm the only member of my family here in the United States. Everybody else is in Venezuela.
Jaimes is from the city of San Cristobal, where the unrest began. She says she can't get a clear idea of what's really happening at home. She can't trust the state-controlled media, and the opposition is spreading plenty of false information too. So she's glued to her phone and the WhatsApp mobile messaging service.
It became very popular, especially after this whole thing started.
She's now in a closed WhatsApp group with 50 relatives in constant touch.
And I can show you, this is my family, shooting pictures and sending them to me and asking me to please publish them in Facebook or any kind of media that I can. Sometimes they don't do it because they're afraid.
She also sees how the app is making daily life there a little easier.
Right now, it's like a survivor tool. We know where everybody is, if everybody got safe, even, you know, basic things. If someone has milk or water or this. Also, they are taking turns to watch the streets at night, and they inform the neighbors when they see something coming, when they hear a noise.
And in Venezuela, there's a collective of programmers determined to keep these mobile apps and networks thriving. Over Skype, I speak with one young hacker and activist.
I belong to the open source movement, and this is part of my culture, you know, of having free community and a free internet. A typical day for me has been getting infrastructure ready for more people to use, proxies, using network tools to check censorship.
And he knows it's a risky time to do this. He asks me not to use his name.
I'm not at home. I'm staying in friend's house. So I'm moving locations all the time. I wonder why I'm doing this. But the thing is that I remind myself that I'm a Venezuelan citizen and I deserve to be treated like one.
When I ask him what he thinks will happen in Venezuela, he says he's not sure. But he says his role right now is to let people have the freedom to protest, debate, and have a say in what comes next. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell.